ஞானம் தலாவதேரா சத்துவோடும் நிலை தங்கி வஞ்ச கல்பதருகச்ச கிருபா சிந்தத்யைவ ச பதிதானாம் பாவனேப்யோ வைஷ்ணவேப்யோ நமோ மகாவதன்னாய கிருஷ்ண பிரேம பிரதாயதே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய நம்னே கௌரத்விஷே குருவே கௌரச்சந்திராய ராதிகாயை சதாலே கிருஷ்ணாய கிருஷ்ண பக்தாய சதபக்தாய பக்த்யாபி விநாய பராதலக்ஷை சேத்தாச்ச காமாதி தரங்க மத்யை கிருபாமயிம் த்வாம் சரணம் ப்ரபன்னா விந்தே நமஸ்தே சரணம் தவைவாஸ்மி நஜிவாமி த்வயா வினா இதி வித்யா ராதே த்வம் நயமாம் சரணாந்திகி ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசாதி ஸ்ரீ கௌர ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே. Today we are given some new names to new devotees. We want to declare the new names.
This
will be spender.
Hari Mohini.
Oh, Hari Mohini Devi Ki Jai. Hari Mohini Devi. No? Your name has been Hari Mohini. Hari means Krishna. Mohini means who can attract Krishna also. With her all the good qualification and devotional activities, you can attract Krishna. Then your dish name will be so much sattva.
Appropriate. Yeah? Proper.
So try to develop.
Parents John.
Tarun Kanti. Krishna is Tarun Kanti. So, Tarun Kanti Prabhu ki.
How you say? Ram Kanti. Rasakalika
Devi ki. Rasakalika means. Kali means bird. But full of rush. What rush? Krishna rush, prema rush, shyama rush, always to serve Srimati Radhika. So, Rasya, Rashkalika Devi ki
jai. Shivani.
Oh.
Shyamali.
Now, you will call as Shyamali. Shyamali Dasi ki
jai.
Shyamali means Shyam mane Krishna. And Shyamali mane Srimati Radhika. So a special Dasi of Radhika is Shyamali. No?
Sita.
Sita, who is Sita? Your name is so good. In two ways. Also very beloved of Sri Ramchandra. And also beloved of Sri Advaita Acharya. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela, Sita Devi, beloved of Advaita Acharya. And in Ram Leela, Sita, know her. Manifestation of Srimati Radhika. So you will be called Sita Devi, Sita Dasi. Sita Dasi ki
jai.
Seven.
Karunamai Dashi. All Devi or Dashi. All Karuna of Srimati Radhika together in Karunamai. So you are now told as Karunamai Devi. Karunamai Devi ki Jaduvar Das Prabhu. Jaduvar Das Prabhu ki they will call you Jaduvar. Who is Jaduvar? It seems that most prominent in Jadu dynasty. But who is? Krimsh himself. How? Because Nanda Maharaj was also in Jadu dynasty. The father of Nanda Baba has two father of father. Grandfather, Parjanya, has two wives. One from Jadu and one from Gopi. Parjanya Baba. Parjanya Kepita. And from there, Nanda Baba came in Jadu Vansa like Nanda Baba. And another hand, in Jadu dynasty, Sursen, and after his son, Vasudev. And again, that line came in Krishna. Like from Sur dynasty by Vasudev Krishna, Vasudev, and also from Nam, both were Krishna. So Jadvar is Krishna.
Karan Harle.
Where she is? Oh, Haribol here.
Kalindi Devi.
Kalindi Devi. Kalindi Devi ki?
Yeah.
Very good name.
Bas Moore.
Peter Moore. Pitambar
Das. Pitambar Das. Oh, very good name. Pitambar Das. Pitambar Das Prabhu ki. Also call him Pitambar. I will call him Pitambar.
Justin Vela.
Oh?
Jannavi.
Oh, Jannavi Devi. Jannavi Dashi. Jannavi Dashi ki.
Damodar.
Oh, I call him son. Very good.
Damodar Das.
Damodar Brahmachari ki. Yes, so that you speak if anyone is not telling you Damodar. Well, the answer is when anyone telling you Damodar Prabhu.
He wants to be a Babaji.
He will be a Brahmachari. Always serving Vaishnavas and Guru.
Miss Watson.
Murali Mohan. Murali Mohan.
Oh,
very good. All this
thing.
Murali Mohan Prabhu ki.
I joined with him in 84 and now he's coming to you.
Yeah.
All?
Yes. Today is Ekadashi Parava. I think that most of you have observed Ekadashi. To observe Ekadashi fully, like the king
Ambarish
Maharaj, is very rare. We should try. But we are Kali Yugi. He was in Satyayuga. So he was so strong. He could have fasted till 1 year, he may, without sleep, standing on one leg, without water, without air he can. But he cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And mercifully he told that you can take something if you are so much hungry. You can take some fruits, some juice, milk, sugar cane, like this. One, don't take again, and minute and minute. Not that we took 1 kilo of juice, and after half an hour we took mango juice, 1 kilo. After that same half an hour we took so many boiled potato, so many with so many things. After half an hour, again, so much water and so much pakoudi. Oh, after that, chena, you know?
Cheese.
About half a kilo with so much sugar.
This is fast.
You know rabdi?
Yeah. Rabdi.
Then half kilo rabdi. Oh, it is not a car.
Feasting.
Yes, not all. To keep our life, we should take something so that sleepiness, idleness and anything should not come. And we should try to not to sleep in night also, not in day and night and all, also in night, chanting, remembering, associating. Like he was a householder person. He was the emperor of whole world. So much entangled in worldly things from outward vision. And we see in the other hand a Brahmin who was very realized yogi like Durvasa. If he tells anyone that he used to die, he will admit that. If a dead person is there, he will tell, oh, come on. He can do anything. And also Brahman, Brahmarshi, Brahmavadi, or Advaitavadi he was at first. He was thinking that I have come in a Brahmin court and I am in the dynasty of Shankar. Shankar ka wo kya hai? Manifestation of Shankar. Son of Atri and Anushyadim. Very learned and very good quality of Bhagavata. Uttam Mahabhagavata. Also the teacher of Sita Devi, himself Lakshmi. And he was son. Think that I am greatest man in this world. I can do anything in a moment. But he did not use to observe Ekadasi. So when Ambarish Maharaj was there, in Mathura, observing Mahadvadashi like this today, taking nothing, no water, no steam, nothing, observed himself in chanting, remembering, serving deities, praying, doing all these things, whole night. Next day, he has worshipped Krishna and he was ready to take some prasadam as a param. Next day. Same moment that Rishi, Durvasa Rishi came. He was like God. But not observing Ekasi. He was realized Brahmavadi. He can do anything. Ambarish Maharaj prayed him that you should take today Mahadvapsi Paran here and then I will take anything. Yes, I am going to take bath in Jamuna very nearby and come just now. But he delayed so much that the time of Paran was going on. Only 1, 2, 3 minutes was there. Ambarish was thinking what to do.
in one hand, a Brahmin Rishi, not ordinary, he is Siddha Mahayogi, and he has come to my door. I should first
respect him
by giving Mahaprasadam, then I should take. If I am not doing, then I am disobeying Indian what?
Culture.
I said must obey. But by this, it may be that I may get to hell. But in other hand, I have to object my ekadasi. It is not a worldly thing. It is paramarthic. Paramarthic means?
Transcendental.
If I am losing, dishonoring Mahadvadashi, not taking in proper time something, Mahaprasadam, not serving, then I will lose my
devotion.
I will lose. So, what to do? Honor to this Brahmin or honor to Bhakti? He decided at last. I should honor Bhakti. I cannot lose Bhakti. I cannot do anything against Bhakti. Whether I should, I am losing anything, worldly thing. I am going to hell, no harm. But I should not disrespect the cause. So I must take something within time and observe ekadasi fully. So he took some water, what water?
Charanamritam
of Krishna. He has worshipped with Tulsi. There was some water, Charanamritam of Krishna. He took only one drop of our water. If anyone has observed ekadasi without any fruit, without juice, without water, next day he can take paran by that charanamrita. But anyone has taken fruit, juice and all milk or anything, or water even, he will have to take some grain prasad. Otherwise his ekadasi is not full. So he thought that I have not taken anything, fasting, not taking water also, 24 hours. So I can take charanamrita and ekadasi will be full. And in the meantime, the Brahmin will come and also I will respect. So both will be observed. So it took, when a drop of charanamrita, at once suddenly that Rishi Durvasa came and told, I am none, you. I know you. You are a only show bottle for her.
Devotee.
Shoka. I am a Brahmin, I am a Siddha Brahman. You know my father and mother, you know my all powers. Even you have dishonored me. Just now I will burn you to ashes. It took one.
Hair.
Yeah. Not hair, but jata.
Jata.
Jata, you know?
Dreadlock.
It took and put it on the earth at all. Oh, at once the fire, burning. At once it is said, the shape of burning fire, and she ran to make access to Ambarish Maharaj. At once Chakshu Darshan appeared there. You should always make a very good note that Krishna has ordered his Sudarshan Chakra, his weapon, that always save and protect Vaishnavas, Bhakta, those who have taken shelter to me. At once Sudarshan came and he burned to ashes to that fire.
Demon,
who was in the shape of burning fire. And he ran and followed Durvasa Rishi. Durvasa Rishi kept his legs on his head and back from there. Oh, Shammi, Shammi, Shammi. Durvasa, when
this fire was coming to depends on my Krishna. So he left everything on Krishna, and at once Chakshu Darshan came and saved him, and he ran after Durvasa Rishi. But Durvasa Rishi, being a Brahman, so realized yogi and so much powerful, but yet he was fearing from death, and he ran. He did not stop. He went at once to his father, like
Shiva.
She saw that he is coming running. Oh, don't come here. Go from here. I know why you are running. Don't come. You have disobeyed Vaishnavas. I know the influence of Vaishnavas. I am also fearing from them. If I will get shelter you, I will be also cut by Sudarshan Chakra. He will never. So he went to Brahma. Brahma told, oh, don't come to me. Then anyhow he went to Vishnu and prayed that, oh Vishnu, save me from your vipra. I have come to your
shelter.
He told, I cannot do anything. I have no freedom. I have given my all freedom to my bhakt. Though I have given their hearts to me, I have also given heart to them. If there is a thorn coming into the finger of feet, it will not come out, take it out from the head. What is the meaning? If anything, thorn is going
thorn touches the foot.
In the feet, lower part of the feet, we cannot take it from head.
Yeah.
We'll have to take it from feet.
From
understand
sword.
This?
Yes.
Yeah.
So my feet are Vaishnavas, my heart are Vaishnavas, my everything is
Vaishnavas.
Aham Bhakta Parajin.
Yes.
It is my pratigya.
Promise.
I have promised like so. So I cannot do. If you want to be set, at once go to that Ambarish Maharaj. Don't think that he is family man, and he is a king, and he is nothing. And he is Kshatriya. Go at once. He is my heart. You don't think that he is a very sadharana person. Worldly persons like think like this. Oh, I am so learned. I am so rich. I am so powerful. And this bogus Vaishnava, only chanting Hare Krishna, doing nothing. But you should not behave like this. Be Vaishnava, actually, sincere, and Krishna will certainly save you, protect you, give Krishna prayer. At once he returned to Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj was apologizing very, very politely. Kinadapi Sunish. Oh, I'm nothing. I'm not able. I have disobeyed. I have taken something. So be merciful to you. And he was coming and falling on the flat of lotus, flat on the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. Oh, Ambarish Maharaj ran after him and took him in his arms. He had not taken anything, a drop of water, since 1 year. Then he told that be merciful and take Mahaprasadam here. He told that, save me from that, Sudarshan is following me and I am burning. Then he told that, oh Prabhu, save, if I have done any service to Krishna, then save this branding. At once Sudarshan became very so cool and he returned and disappeared. Then he told that, oh, now I think that
Who are thoughts? Very powerful, more than Krishna himself. Krishna has given his all power to Vaishnava. But they hide all these things. They cheat others that I am nothing, like Trinada Vishnu. But now I am realizing how powerful Vaishnava are, and how they are generous, and how they are polite, and how they think themselves very being humble. Then he prayed that you should take Mahaprasad. Then he gladly took Mahaprasadam, and after that, with family he is whole, Ambarish Maharaj took Prasadam. So be like that. Also humble, but so strong in faith and devotional activity to Krishna and for this Ekadashi. We can give our head, life and soul to observe Ekadashi. Ekadashi will protect and she is the mother of Prema Bhakti. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told, Madhavati thi bhakti janani. Madhavatithi, it is called Madhavatithi. The mother of bhakti, prema bhakti. So we should try as pure as we can. Don't take so many times. Even water, so many juice, so many things, whole stomach.
Good job.
Very good. Once, or if you cannot, why you cannot eat, we so old persons, very lean and thin persons, we can, without water, we can live. Why?
Yeah.
Young.
Strong.
Strong.
Yeah.
So try to.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. But not taking anything and head is paining, sleepiness coming, idleness coming, but no use. Try to remember Krishna. Try to associate Vaishnava. Reading books, praying Krishna. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandho Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kamsa, Radha Kamsa Namaste. Always day and night. So, we must observe Ekadashi like this. Very power it gives. So much power that Brahma Gyan, Brahma Jog Samadhi cannot give. First. One kirtan. Any English song you can do?
You have made?
I don't remember.
Oh, you forget here. Namami Nandanandana. I'm just planning
from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So important. I recited one sloka of Krishna Karanamritam by Kalpana. Chintamani Jayata. Shom Giritmi Siksha Guruchu Sikipancha Mauli Yatpad Kalpa Pallav Pallav Sukharesu Lila Swayambha Rasa Labhate Jayashu. He has taken Mangalacharan doing of his book. Very important. First, he is doing pranam to the, that lady, Chintamani, who has given some way to come towards Krishna. And then to his guru, or the meaning of Chintamani, jate guru e Chintamani. No here explanation of Chintamani. That. But Guru is himself Chintamani. He gives Krishna. Or, third meaning is that Krishna is himself Chintamani. And he is like Swamigiri. He is Shiksha Guru. Also. How beautiful his Shiksha Guru is. Have him pick a feather here. Three folds from here, feathers, three folds here. Very sweet singing. To whom his lotus feet are like kalpa vriksha. Kalpa means?
Desire
tree.
Wishfuling tree.
And in feet, in that desire tree, his this part feet are like leaves, pallava. And in these fingers are the like very shiny, very beautiful. And the last end of the fingers, this nail.
Fingertip.
More. Beautiful than Chandra Kiran.
Moon rays.
Very beautiful. Very sweet, very fragrant. The rays are coming from the nails. And upon these rays, Srimati, that is Leela Swayambar Rasa Jayasri. Jayasri means Srimati Radhika. Gives her heart, everything, life and soul, and does aarti by this to the rays of nails. Like lakhs and lakhs pran, meaning life, she is doing aarti and feeling the same happiness, joy, like Swayambar. What is the meaning of Swayambar?
Marriage ceremony where you pick your husband.
Not like this, like something. I'm telling a story like first member of Krishna. So, once Draupadi met all the queens of Krishna, Satyabhama, Rukmini, Lakshmana and all, in Kurukshetra, and they're discussing each other. Draupadi told to the queens, how you got a Krishna, a husband like Krishna. You are so fortunate. One of them, Lakshmana, was telling his own history, how he came in contact of Krishna. She was a very darling daughter of his king father, very big. And he saw that this darling daughter is so beautiful, marvelous in whole world. So I will give this to Malli, anyone who is qualified, so beautiful, so having all qualities in whole world, he should be powerful, beautiful, having all the qualities. So he made a program. He gave a very big, high pillar in the earth. Now, understand? Very long pillar.
Tall.
Pillar. It was so high. On the top, he managed that a chakra was moving.
Moving wheel.
Moving wheel there was. And after that there was a fish, artificial. And fishes has two
eyes.
In eyes they have some pupils. Black. The chakra was moving. No? He told king, promised that if anyone seeing lower down in a pot there is a water, in seeing water
reflection.
Reflection. And if seeing here by his
arrows
like this, if he'll shoot the black
people
of the fish, then he will merit my daughter. All Indians are world champions.
Archers.
They came there. They were all invited. Karna was invited, Duryodhana was, Jarasandha, Shishupal, Krishna, Baladev, Arjuna, all were invited. All they were prepared and thinking that I will do it, and so pitiful this girl I will marry. Arjuna was also coming. Dronacharya also came. Bhishma Pitamaha also came. All came. Bhishma Pitamaha and Drona thinking that if I will
shoot it,
then this girl should be married to Duryodhana. Like this. Karna wanted to marry this girl. Arjuna, even Bhim, Nakulsadev, all wanted to marry this. Oh, that's so beautiful. All were there, they were for practicing or they are shooting. Bhim came, Duryodhan came, Shishupal came. They cannot see whether this fish was in the water. They cannot. So they gave up their
Dhanush.
Karna came. He shot the fish, but he could not aim. He also kept his bow. Then all were hopeless. Then Arjuna came very boldly and he was seeing this shadow and he saw that on the chakra in the right eye he has to shoot. He aimed but it touched only the lower part of the fish, tail, but cannot shoot. Then Krishna came and took the bow. And in a second, and you could not see when he took his bow and when he shooted it, and at once the fish shooted in his right eye's pupils and she came down. Then I became so overjoyed. Lakshmana is telling, I became so overjoyed. My sakis gave me garland in my hand to give it in the neck of Krishna to select bridegroom, barko, to select a bridegroom among lakhs and lakhs person. This is called Swayambara. In India it was. So lakhs and lakhs, all Rajkumar, son of kings, were there, so beautiful, so all this. But at first he has heard something about Krishna and she has given her heart to Krishna before. So he wanted to marry Krishna, but he was hopeless. Now he saw that Krishna has aim and she became overwhelmed. This became He could not stand. She was trembling somehow. And she began to see down. But her eyes were looking crookedly towards Krishna. And Krishna, he always wants that. He was such a very beautiful girl. So he was also peeping like this. And she was so upset. And she became so happy. He could not raise her hands. The Sakhi helped her to raise her hand and to be garland. So he was becoming like senseless. Oh, her joy. So this is the happiness of that time. So Srimati Radhika becomes as joyful to serve like the nails raise and become so happy. But Prabodhanand Saraswati or our group is not satisfied by that. Rupa Goswami's group tells her, no, it is not. Krishna should do like this and he should be happy and he should pray for this. So he is telling, but Bansi karani patitam skhalitam sikhandam brashtam chapita vasanam brajarajasu jasya kataksha sarghat vimochitasya tangratika parichirami kadarashena. He is telling opposite. Once Krishna is going to cause grace, and Srimati Radhika is hearing him from the corner of any very beautiful groves. Krishna at once saw Srimati Radhika. When he saw towards the eyes of Srimati Radhika, crooked, this light bow, coming something from the eyes of Srimati Radhika. He at once became uncontrolled. Float came from his, dropped on the earth from his hands. He could not control. His peacock feather here, it also fell down the earth. He could not control. And he was became senseless, trembling. Madhumangal at the same time knocked him and said, oh friend, why, what you are doing? Your father Nand Baba is here, Yashoda Maiya here, so many persons are here, and you doing like so? Be careful. He did like so. He came in senses. So I want to serve this Srimati Radhika. By the smell of Radhika, not a smell of it, body smell comes in well of Srimati Radhika. And air takes it from bells and goes to Krishna. Krishna becomes uncontrolled. So Radhika is so much higher. His love and affection is so much higher. We want this. Gopinda Mangal Thakur is like Krishna superiority, but we, Rupa Goswami, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Raghunath Das Goswami, we in the line want that Krishna should be defeated in all way by Srimati Radhika. And it becomes like so. So here, he is praying to Krishna that he is Siksha Guru. Krishna is Siksha Guru. What kind of Siksha Guru? Chaitya Guru. And sometimes he becomes himself Siksha Guru. If Siksha Guru is not formed, he himself becomes. For Arjuna he became himself Guru. For Guru, for Gopis he became himself Guru. And he made Gurus to Gopis himself also. So Krishna is so merciful. If you pray, it will not go in vain. This is the first duty of the devotee, that have faith in Krishna, like Billu Mangala. like Rupa Goswami. Sometimes Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami are talking each other the glories of Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radhika saw that they had not taken anything. It is about 12. He came in the shape of any
young girl.
Not young girl.
Teenage girl.
Kishori. And told, you have not made anything, you are fasting. My mother has given some milk and rice and some sugar. You should make an kheer and you should take. But they have no time to make it. Oh, you have no time, I am making. So anyhow, you see, menaced, she brought some cow dung, dry, and from his hands, from my fire camp. And in a moment she did very beautiful, tasteful kheer. He told, oh Rupa Goswami, give it to your brother, and also you should take, you should offer it to your Ishtadev, and then you can take. Now Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, who was that girl? Rupa Goswami, have you told to pray to your Radhika? No, I have not prayed. But she came and did all these things. She tested how beautiful this Krishna. They tested something and began weeping. We have lost the moment. You have disappeared. We cannot do pranam. We cannot serve. We have given you so much
trouble
that you have cooked yourself. Rope, don't do anything in future like this. So how marvelous that devotion is. Right.